Good evening, Kieran. Yeah, it's not that long completed yet. It was a very successful day indeed, our first meeting of the Northwest season, and it went really well. We had an 8-race card, and, well, the opening contest of the afternoon, it went to the local lads from Ballyar, a horse called Dare to Dream, in the mile and a half open under Navan rider Camillus Byrne. He beat off She's Got It and the champion jockey Cian McNally in second spot. Dory's Forge was third in that event under Nina Doherty. Then we moved on to the second race of the afternoon. It was a mile open horse race, and, well, the Golden Mile Dingle winner, well, put his credentials on the line, and certainly he didn't disappoint Honest Bernie, making all the running under Cian McNally and staying on very strongly to beat Doherty's Dream and Ben Leckie, the Ballyar man, in second place, and Jacob all the way from County Leash with the Scottish rider Jared Huggan, who made the big journey from the Scottish borders over to be here today. Then we moved on to the third race of the afternoon. It was a 40 hands pony race, and it was the debutant here, just a sec, under Paddy Finnegan, an up-and-coming star, this young man. He had a winner last year, and certainly you'll be hearing plenty about Paddy. He won very easily indeed on just a second by about 5 lengths from another young man from, he's actually from Funtown there, well, here in Donegal, Tiernan McGill, who ran a very nice race indeed, Swally Spirit, to get the second, with Wee Polly and Camillus Byrne ending up in third. Then we moved on to the fourth race of the afternoon. It was the 15 hands pony race over 1 mile, and Little Heart, well, this pony has been a revelant of consistency. Little Heart making all the running and beaten off Fire Drops. Little Heart, ridden by Cian McNally. It was the second winner of the afternoon. Fire Drops and Jared Huggan was second, and Little Man, who surely will come on for the run, back in third under Camillus Byrne. Then we moved on to the fifth race of the afternoon. It was the 10 furlong open, and this time it was another local winner, Dream Dancer, I think, for Sean McGinley, if my memory serves me right. And this time it was a Scottish rider, Jared Huggan, doing the steering. It was enterprisingly ridden and made all and stayed on very strongly to beat Check Him Out in second place with Casey Lou Carberry. And incidentally, Casey Lou Carberry is the daughter, you might know, well, lots of people know, the daughter of Paul Carberry. She was in second place, and she certainly is a young lady for the future. Then in third place, Dale Boy, who has been out so long with injury, he returned with a very nice run back in third under Reese Holohan. Then we moved on to the 2 mile open. And what a day to remember here for young Ben Leckie from Ballyar, and only his second season riding. Well, he got his first ever winner, and what a way to do it. Tommy Kay, the Rathmullen owned and trained by the McLaughlins. Tommy Kay getting a beautiful patient ride and coming sluicing through the field with about a half a mile to run, and stayed on very strongly indeed with Ben saluting the crowd. He's going to be a very happy man tonight, Ben, and I'm sure there's plenty of more winners to come and the future for this young man. Not Another Horse was in second place under Paddy Finnegan. And third place was Right on Time with Holly Halford, the daughter of Michael Halford. We all might know, well, lots of people in the racing fraternity would certainly know the Halford, Michael Halford. That was his daughter in third, Holly. And then we moved on to the seventh race of the evening, and Five Stone of Lead, well, what a model of consistency this, everybody in the country that knows anything about horse racing will certainly hear, they've heard tell of Five Stone of Lead, after the famous film, of course, made from Dylan Brown McMonagall. Well, this was one of Dylan, well, that got Dylan Brown McMonagall up and running. She's now 12 years is of age, and, well, she just keeps on winning. She's a real winning machine, and, well, she certainly is the queen of pony racing, Five Stone of Lead. Under Cian McNally, bringing up the fourth timer on his final season on the pony circuit, and, well, Cian is another star. Well, you'll be hearing plenty about him when he goes under rules in the close season. Black Taxi was second for Reese Holohan, and All Bets Are Off was third for Jake Cromwell. Jake Cromwell, the son of Gavin Cromwell, had so many winners there at Cheltenham and all around the country behind Willie Mullins. And then we moved on to the eighth race of the evening. No, in fact, I might have said that was a four-timer for, no, that was his third winner of the evening, Five Stone of Lead. But then Cian McNally made it the four-timer when Little Fiddlers made all the running, and well, with a broken rein, would you believe it, but Kane was able to steer the pony around with the mane and beat off here for the crack Jay Cromwell in second and little Sadie back in third under Timothy Byrne. We return to Cairndonagh again in a fortnight's time with the same starting time of 1:30. It'll be another 8 race card in 2 weeks' time, and all these gentlemen will all be back because, as we all know, the horse and pony racing is certainly the up-and-coming future for these young jockeys, because you had the Dylan Brown McMonagalls, you had the Oisin Orrs, you had the you had Luke McAteer, you've had Brandon Wilkie, Martin Harley, and well, you, when you keep naming, you're inclined to leave somebody out. Connor Orr also. So, and oh, there's another young man who's just hit the pony circuit, or not the pony circuit, the on the rule circuit there during the week. Jamie O'Brien, he's another man who had his first ride during the week. But anyway, that was the conclusion of the day. It was a grand day. Everything went absolutely perfect. And we're hoping to be talking to you again in a fortnight's time. Cairndonagh again will be the venue. And after a successful evening, it's back to you in the studio.